Well, it depends on what you mean by radicalization. If you mean by radicalization the adoption of the ideas worked out by Marx and Lenin and Trotsky and so on, then that hasn't occurred yet. I'm sure that at some stage the radical Negroes are going to realize the value for their own struggle of many of the ideas developed by these Marxist leaders. But when we talk about the radicalization of the Negro people today, we're not talking about it in the sense of the socialization or the Marxization of the Negro people. We're talking about it in relative terms. That is, the Negro movement, as compared with every other social force in this country, has been able to reject the ideology of liberalism, which is still the prevailing idea of, say, the labor movement, the civil liberties movement, the peace movement. Negroes, by their own experience, have been able to learn that liberalism is inadequate. They have to pass beyond liberalism. In other words, they're rejecting the predominant ideology in American life and going beyond it towards something else, something to the left of it. It's in that sense that, very plainly, one can see that the militants in the Negro struggle are radicalized, are being radicalized, are reaching conclusions more radical than those of the white workers. And this leads to a number of other things as they test this out. It's in that sense, certainly, I think even non-radicals will agree that the Negro movement is more radical than the labor movement or the peace movement and so on.
Political party, which in essence, will